Hi there, this is Susan Smith Nash, and I'm very excited to be here. I'm going to talk a little bit today about databases. This will help you in your e-learning ventures, and it will help you avoid some of the problems that you might face when you're doing a research paper. So essentially the title of this is Research Paper Success Through Effective Use of Online Libraries. So I'm just going to start by saying that after years of teaching online courses that involve research papers, I have come to the conclusion that when students fail, either by turning in a bad paper or by plagiarizing, it is because they have become desperate. They usually have they have no idea how to build a paper using research, and furthermore, they haven't learned how to take advantage of online journals and databases, which can be found in the college's online library. I'm just going to say right now that please check back in, because I'm going to have a future article that will deal with where to find government articles and statistics in order to encounter the primary data that will support the claims made in one's papers. It's very easy to commit the common error of citing statistics from a secondary source rather than from the original report or study. One of the best approaches to planning and successfully writing a research paper involves the following steps. 1. Identify your topic. 2. Ask yourself if you care about the topic. If the answer is no, well, look again at your topic and maybe change it or modify it somewhat. Okay, 3. Narrow your topic by thinking about how you would like to convince your audience of a particular point. 4. Visit the online library. Identify at least 3 databases you'd like to search and 4 online journals. 5. Find at least 10 relevant and useful peer-reviewed articles or books on websites or in your online library. And finally, step 6, write a 1-paragraph annotated bibliography for each article. Be sure that you use the appropriate style. APA or MLA are the most commonly used. So essentially, this is like a building block approach. And if you have the articles and you're thinking about your topic, the beautiful thing about doing research is it kind of helps you outline your topic, outline your paper, develop an idea of what you'd like to do to structure your paper. It's also very nice because you have a chance to write down a description, which involves reading the article, right? So it's much better than that sort of last-minute panic that you would have when you have to just come up with something. So right now I'm going to kind of go through 2 different types of databases. And these are not all the databases. These are just sort of often used databases. So first of all, databases for individual use. Some require subscriptions. Others have free content with paper article sales. Questia. Now, Questia's database contains, according to their website, the world's largest online collection of books and journal articles in the humanities and social sciences, plus magazines and newspaper articles. Now, I've known quite a few students who swear by the database and use it faithfully for their research. I believe that Questia is a very good option for undergraduates taking general education courses who may not have easy access to a robust online library. HiBeam. HiBeam has some of the same journals and magazines as Questia, but there seems to be somewhat different coverage. There are more magazines and newspapers, and HiBeam seems to have fairly good coverage in education, health, and science. LookSmart's Find Articles. This is a great database. With quite a few free articles, the journals include business, humanities, social sciences, health, and science. Pathfinder.com. Pathfinder is the portal for Time, Discover, Fortune, Sunset, Parenting, People, Teen People, and others, Insight, Entertainment Tonight, one of my favorites. Anyway, unfortunately, one must pay for many of the archived articles, but it's a great source, particularly for current events and issues. It's kind of light, of course, but, you know, hey, it works. Library databases. These are probably too numerous to list, but I'm going to list ones that are particularly helpful for students who are seeking peer-reviewed articles and statistics. Okay, so this is different than the ones that you can subscribe to as an individual. The library databases tend to be not accessible unless you have actually a subscription. Now, or that a subscription, I mean, whether that you've paid your library fees to your college and you're enrolled as a student. Now, one thing I will say is that some of the journals and magazines that happen to be collected in databases are also available individually. Now, it takes a lot more time to research that way, but you can go to the individual publisher, the individual journal or magazine or newspaper such as New York Times, and then search there, or Smithsonian, or, you know, whatever journal. So let's just start with some of the most popular. ProQuest is a company that has numerous databases, and the databases are of articles from journals and magazines, primarily journals, tailored to meet the needs of students and faculty at different levels and institutions, including K-12. They have special collections for community colleges, associate degree level. You know, I think that's fairly useful, especially if you are in lower division courses. And you know, it's like a little bit too much to get into things that would be like, you know, postdoc level. So ProQuest resources are very targeted and easy to use. EBSCO. Most online libraries subscribe to at least one of the EBSCO databases. They have excellent coverage of interdisciplinary journals. While the full text options may be a bit limited, the citations with keywords and publication data can help one obtain the article from other sources. Ovid. Ovid has absolutely a dizzying array of databases and information products. You may be familiar with their Silver Platter electronic library research type of thing. It used to be on CD-ROMs, but it's like a server. Anyway, a lot of libraries have that. Their medical databases are very expensive, but they are absolutely indispensable to many. LexisNexis. Best known for its database on legal publications, LexisNexis has extensive holdings in newspapers. It is an excellent source for current information and syndicated content. Wilson databases. The old green reader's guides are now available at one's fingertips, digitally, of course, with full-text versions. The Wilson databases include journals and publishers that are not always easy to find, particularly in business and agriculture. So they have, like, education full-text, general science full-text, humanities full-text, reader's guide full-text, social sciences full-text, and Wilson business full-text. JSTOR, the scholarly journal archive. JSTOR has an amazing collection of humanities and interdisciplinary journals. Perhaps what is most exciting about this collection is that the older journals are being digitized and included, which means that there is much less reliance on interlibrary loan. An article about JSTOR appears here in, the link is on the website, but it's essentially an article that talks about how the database at JSTOR is helping people have access to, like, older articles. Emerald Full Text. This tends to have business and management orientation. The journals are excellent, the interface is easy to use, and it's full text, which is nice. Project Mew is finally wrap it up with this one. Originating at Johns Hopkins Libraries, this is one of my favorite databases. It's just great. And its articles are full text, and they cover very interesting journals in the humanities. I mean, you can really find some cool stuff, especially stuff that relates gender issues to certain works of art, history and gender issues, kind of, you know, arcane stuff sometimes, but very useful. So this is just like a preliminary look. I think it's very helpful, though, and I hope that you find it useful as well. And if you have any questions, click on the links, go in and dig around, and then email your friendly librarian. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to A Few Thoughts on eLearning at eLearners.com.